Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome, you are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's April already. Spring has sprung. Trout season's coming up the end of this month. Man, I'm excited. We're kind of out of the polar vortex and into some real grilling weather. Looking at least where we are in the mid-60s today, and I'm going to get out and fire up a grill on my deck and create a little grill envy in my neighborhood. I'm Jop, he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
That sounds like an awesome idea, dude. Yeah. Hey, welcome back to the show. Thanks for sticking around. Jop is finally back with us. He was either on vacation or on death's doorway, so either way.
It's been a couple weeks, you're right.
Either way, you survived and you're back, and good to see you. You're looking dapper today.
Yeah.
I'm wearing my Michigan State shirt, of course.
Well, we'll be rooting him on.
Yes. Our producer has a different color on, and but we love him anyway.
Well, you know, his Wolverines gave it a run, and then then we took on the victor of their game, and you know, here we are. So it's all going
to
be good.
Fun basketball series. Yes. Got to watch Detroit Tigers a bit. It's kind of nice to get back in the baseball mode. Other than that, I tried my hand at a plasma cutter on Thursday afternoon. You know, my son-in-law has that tool and die shop, and I had that beautiful trailer built to haul my wood to the sawmill. And the last load I brought home was in the dead of winter this year. And it was so heavy. The thing is rated for 3,500 pounds. And I don't know what I had on it. But either way, I towed it back.
Newsflash, more than that.
Towed it back in the woods with a bunch of cut oak, hickory, cherry, and maple. And green wood is really heavy. It's
deceiving.
Well,
how many logs did you have on there? Because probably one of them weighed 3,500 pounds.
Well, this was all the cut lumber. So that was two loads of logs.
Okay.
And this was all the cut lumber, and it didn't look like that much, but by the time I got that Jeep back into the woods with a trailer on it, not only did it push me around like a you-know-what,
right?
But by the time I took the trailer off, the thing's at a little cock tilt, I jacked it up, unhooked it, and the first thing it wants to do is roll towards my Jeep and whack me, which it missed, but I pulled the Jeep out real quick, and those trailer jacks, you've got a, you know, a lever.
Right.
And just a hip pivot deal. And it was on an angle and so much weight on the front of that trailer that it took my brand new jack, which I had to replace because the first one did the same thing, took that brand new jack and just popped it off like a hairpin.
Right.
So it sat there the rest of the winter. I got all the wood loaded onto the drying racks, and that trailer didn't move until this week.
Well, I'm telling you, there's a couple things. Chalk your tires and operator error when loading the loading the trailer if it's that nose heavy.
A lot of things, but the thing was just sitting at a tilt, so it was sideways pressure on a jack that's meant to hold things up and down.
Sure.
So it just popped the weld. So I went and
Is that where this story's going? You're fixing the
day of the
trailer?
Opener. Okay. The day of the opener, I took my trailer up to Christian's shop, and he got his plasma cutter out. And we cut and diced, and we did some Frankenstein on the two jacks and made that trailer whole again. So it was kind of fun to do a little welding and cutting. And I really like metalwork and woodwork, but I'm intrigued by metal because I'm not very good at it. So.
Well, you haven't done a lot of it.
It's the reason I want a pole barn.
Right.
I want to get into that.
Well, there you go. Hey, we've got a new sponsor this for the show. Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchens has stepped up to the window and become our studio sponsor. So we want to welcome them to the world of the Grilling Guys.
So how are you going to introduce the show now?
Well, we'll do it next week, but it'll be live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios. It's the Grilling Guys each and every weekend, right?
Okay.
And professional building materials, not only for the contractor world, but the experienced do-it-yourselfer.
Standard Lumber, that sounds familiar. So Standard Kitchen sounds familiar for some reason. Right. I know I've heard of them. How's it?
Well, happens to be the firm I work with right now, and we are proud to be affiliated with the Grilling Guys. And over the course of the summer, we're going to bring on a lot of product experts that will help us with the do-it-yourselfer as well as our contractors that are listening.
So if you're a new listener, Jop had a kitchen shop for about 5 years. He exited that partnership scenario and decided to go and make money, because when you're working for a big company, sometimes you can make money, and it's not always that easy when you're self-employed.
Right.
So he and I were negotiating our jobs at the same time. I went with Carrier Great Lakes to get back into the HVAC business, and he was negotiating with Standard, and it was kind of fun to banter back and forth on. And this is relative to all guys, because a lot of guys have had to look for a job in the last 10 years, right?
Right.
And if you haven't had to look for one in a while, God bless you. You're lucky.
Well, it's a good time to do it, too, because the labor pool is so tight that you can negotiate good deals.
Right.
Right? But anyway, long and short of it is that we both landed jobs, great jobs, and I'm very proud to be part of Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchens. And as I was saying, as we go throughout the summer, a lot of building products that people do for do-it-yourselfer. You know, you can come to, we got 7 stores around the state, mostly in West Michigan. We've got some truss plants. We've got some plants that build.
You don't have any in Atlantic City yet.
No, I don't.
Doggone it.
And we've got some that build wall panels, prefabbed panels for walls. Helps cut down the construction time by about 30%. So anyway, we'll be talking about all of that this summer with these guys to let you know where these resources are. You know, I guess I'd sum it up as this, is that if you come to one of the stores, you can talk to a professional that's done it rather than an aisle manager that was working at another store a week before you got there. So just professional advice, professional products and services, and we're looking forward to bringing a little bit of that to the Grilling Guys audience.
You know, I've been traveling a bunch lately, and I run into people in different markets and different affiliates, and I mention Atlantic City only because I have a very fond affection and some great relationships at WOND in Atlantic City. Great crew, big talker. It's just a fantastic station. And, of course, my time out there is usually with Big Paulie. So I do like talking to those folks. But if you are a listener from WOND, make sure you like us on Facebook, because we want to hear from you guys, too. You're one of the outreaches, and it's just really nice to know that you're out there. Check us out on Facebook / The Grilling Guys. I'm on Twitter. It's Grilling Guy.
Yep, very good. Hey, Bob, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchens are part of a much larger firm called USLBM. I know for a fact we have East Coast affiliates. I'll pull those companies' names together for us, and our listeners out there will be able to access one of our sister companies. So
great.
Kind of cool.
And then they can mention your name and get a big discount.
Right, yeah, a huge one. Right. I'll have to plow that path in front of you before you walk in and try to do that.
But well, I'm in the process. And by the way, if you don't know, Jop and I do weddings and graduation parties on the weekend sometimes. And you can hit us on thegrillingguys.com and click on the link, contact Jop, contact Barbecue Bob, and send us a little note and say, hey, we're having a wedding this spring. We're having a graduation. Can you give us a quote on some barbecue?
Right.
And we'll do it several different ways. It's a la carte or the whole basket. You can get one of us. You can get both of us. Or you can just get the food, depending on what you're looking for. But if you want, you know, some entertainment along with everything else, you can just bring us both in, and
this is what you're gonna get. Just know what you're gonna get. Right?
We have some really cute outfits we wear.
Right? Yeah, yeah, we sure do. But yeah, I've got a few of those set up already.
Yeah,
throughout the summer,
they're coming in. So book now if you want it.
It's just a lot of fun to do, and we enjoy cooking for everybody, and especially our fans and friends.
But, all right, so we're gonna get into your grill. It's time for spring grill tune-up or spring girl tune-up. I don't know. We're going to check it out in the next segment.
All right, stick with us and we'll be back.